From Hollywood, Rudy Vallee presents The Green Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like.
Oh, Mr. Vallee.
Yes, Pinky.
Mr. Vallee, you know that dog that steals all our meat?
Yes.
He won't do it anymore.
That's wonderful, Pinky. How did you accomplish it?
But, you know, I hung a sign on the meat saying, Rudy Vallee is the greatest actor in the world. Even a dog won't swallow that.
Yes, Rudy Vallee with Pinky Lee, Betty Bradley, Benny Kruger's music, and that great motion picture director and Academy Award winner, Leo McCarey, brought to you by Green Shampoo. Yes, for lovely, lustrous hair, use Green.
No other shampoo, only Green Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Oh, Pinky, answer the phone. I'm busy checking over the books.
Okay. Hello? Fellow Valley Nightclub. Pinky Lee, the busboy speaking. You what? You want to know how to dial a telephone? Oh, sure. Well, first you wait for the signal, then you dial the first two letters, and then you dial the number. Yeah, that's right. That's how you use the telephone. Goodbye.
Who was that?
Don Amici.
Pinky, our books show that Villa Valley is still losing money. I've got a tremendous investment in this nightclub.
Oh, Mr. Valley, look, if you're looking for a real investment, Mr. Valley, I got a hot tip for you.
Yes?
Get this. I hear that Worthington Pump and International Nickel are going to merge.
Worthington Pump and International Nickel are going to merge?
Yeah, they're going to make Pumpernickel.
I gather you're speaking of a bread crumb.
Don't look now, Mr. Valley, but your participle is showing.
Pinky, listen. Stop that nonsense. In a few weeks, the Academy Award Committee is giving its annual dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But we must see that they give it here at Villa Valley.
Oh, definitely.
They
definitely
turned me down last week, but we must still keep on trying.
Oh,
we have all of February.
We have what of which?
February. Look, what comes before March?
Forward.
Young man, all I can say is that your ignorance is only exceeded by your stupidity.
Thank you. Just a minute, Mr. Valley. Now, let's not jump to convulsions. If you think I'm stupid, you got the right dope. Did you ever hear of Socrates the Thinker?
Yes.
Well, among my friends, I'm known as Pinky the... Well, it rhymes anyway.
Pinky, I'm only talking to you as a father to an idiot son. Now, whom do I know who has any influence with the Academy Award Committee? Well, let's see now. There's Leo McCarey.
Whom is that, whom?
Leo McCarey. Did you ever hear of Leo McCarey?
Oh, everybody knows him. He's a partner in that famous firm, Cash and McCarey.
Oh. You're positively illiterate. I'm referring to Leo McCarey, the great motion picture director. He directed The Bells of St. Mary's, and last year, he won the award for directing Going My Way.
Oh, say, come to think of it, they want me to make a sequel to Going My Way.
What's it called?
Hit the Road, you bum.
Well, anyway, Leo McCarey is also affectionately known among his associates as L.M. Now, does that mean anything to you?
L.M., let me see. Oh, there's Lucy Monroe, and then there's the famous opera star, Lawrence Milky.
The name is Lawrence Melchior, not Milky.
I can guess it. L.M. Oh, yes, we mustn't forget Lemuel Mefferfeffer.
Who's Lemuel Mefferfeffer?
My grocer. He promised me a pound of butter if I'd mention his name on the radio.
Well, in that case, remember, LMD.
What's LMD?
Let's mention Dream. Yes, sir, I know on which side my bread is shampooed. Look, Pinky, you can call up Mr. McCarey for me and ask him to come down here as my guest. Once he gets here, I'll do the rest. In the meantime, I'll run over the title song for Mr. McCarey's picture, The Bells of St. Mary.
Oh,
the young loves, the true loves who come from the sea. And so, my beloved, when red leaves are falling, the love bell shall ring out for you and me.
Go on record as saying that I, for one, just can't get enough of your singing.
Ah, Truman, you're only saying that because it's true.
It is, Rudy. So how about a small encore for yours, Trumanly?
I'd love to if you want it Bradley enough. Here goes.
Pretty Peggy, I love your golden hair. Pretty Peggy, I love the things you wear.
Yes, whatever its coloring, men love hair that sparkles with highlights, gleams with luster. So bring out all the gleaming beauty of your hair. Use Green Shampoo with Hair Conditioning Action. Green your hair, and you bring out all its natural luster, as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Green your hair, and you rid it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Green your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. As glamorous cover girl and dream girl Lily Carlson says,
Green leaves my hair far more lustrous and easier to manage than any other shampoo.
Miss Carlson is right. No other shampoo, only Green Shampoo with Hair Conditioning Action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Hello, 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 operator? Did you, operator? Did you, operator? Listen, Oppie. Listen, I'm trying to get Leo McCary's house.
What?
I got a put in a nickel. I said put in a nickel. You didn't hear a clunk. Well, I heard a clunk. Well, my clunk's as good as your clunk. Hello, hello. Oh, is this Mr. McCary's residence?
No, it isn't. You have the wrong number.
Then why did you answer it?
Now, look here, mister. This is a party line. Don't you know what a party line is?
A party line? Sure. That's one man's family listening to We the People. Never mind, I'll try again. Operator, operator, please give me supervisor, will you? Hello. Hello, hello. Supervisor? Is you supervisor? Listen, Soupy. Listen, sir, will you please get me Mr. McCary's house? This is Pinky Lee from Villa Valley. No, Pinky. No, Pinky. I said Pinky with an I, not a U. Look, I'll spell it for you. P is in pigeon toad. I is an imbecile. N is an nincompoop. K is in knockneed. Y is in yokel. L is in lame brain. E is in eight ball. And E is in empty head. Put them all together. What have you got? That's right, Pinky Lee. Now, I'm a what? Now, just a minute. Ooh, you make me so mad.
Pinky, haven't you contacted Mr. McCary's home yet?
I'm still trying, Mr. Valley. Wait, they're ringing him now. Here you are, Mr. Valley.
Hello?
Leo McCary's residence, Newton the Butler speaking.
Well, this is Rudy Valley.
Really? What are you taking for him?
Just a minute. Just a minute. Look here, Newton, I want to speak to Mr. McCary at once.
Very well, sir. Hold on a moment.
See, Mr. Valley, maybe Mr. McCary can get my girlfriend Cecilia into pictures. You know, Cecilia used to be a showgirl, you know.
Cecilia, a showgirl?
Yeah, a producer would show her to the other girls and say, "Don't let this happen to you." And another thing.
Are you there, Mr. Valley?
Yes, Newton.
I'm sorry, sir. Mr. McCary says he's not in. Any message?
Yes. Tell him I didn't call. Goodbye. Thinking, you know, I think that fellow Newton is lying. We'll go over to Mr. McCary's house and see him presently. Come on. Well, Pinky, this is it. Leo McCary's house. I can tell by the crickets.
Hey, Mr. Valley. I didn't know Mr. McCary lived across the street from the Nova, Kansas Hotel.
Nova, Kansas Hotel? There's no such place.
Don't be silly. Just look at that big sign in front of the hotel. Nova, Kansas.
That's no vacancies.
Well, strip my gears and call me Schiffler.
Well, come on, Pinky. Let's go into the house. I'll ring the bell. Uh-oh. Look at this card says, "Please do not ring. Maid sleeping." Well, I'll ring anyway.
Yes, gentlemen?
Oh, you must be Newton. We'd like to see Mr. McCary.
Yeah, if you're a good fella, I'll give you a fig, Newton.
Mr. McCary is busy. You'll have to speak to his secretary. Come in, please.
Good morning, gentlemen, Newton.
The tall, dark, handsome one is Mr. Valley.
Thank you.
As for the short one, well, use your own judgment.
Now, look here, Nutton.
The name is Newton.
Well, you're nothing to me, Newton.
I'll take over now, Newton. Well, how do you do, Mr. Valley? I've heard so much about you.
Well, I deny it. Oh, I mean...
I understand. Forgive me for saying this. You know, I always thought that handsome men are conceited.
I'm not. That is, I don't like to brag, but I'm still Rudy Valley, the singer, and I receive more fan mail than any other singer by the same name.
I almost forgot. I'm Mr. McCary's private secretary and receptionist. My name is Alice Demina.
How do you do, Miss Demina? Oh, Pinky. Pinky, why don't you say hello to Miss Demina? She won't bite you.
I wish she would. Oh, Miss Demina, did you say you were the receptionist? You mean you receive people?
That's right.
God, this is one time I'd like to be in the hands of the receiver.
Mr. McCary is engaged right now. Would you boys like some lemonade while you're waiting?
Not for me. My girlfriend, Cecilia, and me have our own way of making lemonade. Cecilia holds the lemon and I squeeze Cecilia.
Yes, yes, Miss Demina. Pinky and Cecilia have been childhood sweethearts. She's in her first childhood, and he's in his second.
Yeah, it was very, very romantic the way I met Cecilia. We were both in a shoe store buying shoes. First, she took her shoe off, then I took my shoe off. And the next thing you know, we were holding feet.
Pinky, I think you'd better go back to Villa Valley and see that everything is in order. I'll stay here with Miss Demina.
Oh, no, you don't. I'll go back to the club, and you stay here with Miss Demina.
Very well. Have it your own way.
That's better. I don't let any grass grow on my head. Well, so long, folks.
Au revoir, Pinky.
Of Wiener Schnitzel and toodaloo.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Valley. Here's Mr. McCary now.
Well, well, well. Hello. Hello, Mr. McCary. How are you, Leo?
Hello, Rudy. I'm sorry I kept you waiting, but what is this about wanting to hold the Academy Award dinner at Villa Valley?
Well, Leo, it's not really the money I'll make catering the dinner. Money is quite unimportant to me. In fact, I consider money very insignificant. Of course, you realize I'm only making conversation.
I understand. But I hope you understand, Rudy, that the committee desires the restaurant to have a following. Tell me, how is business at Villa Valley?
Terrific. Colossal. Sensational. But it'll pick up. Leo, I may be the proud owner of an Oscar myself this year. You saw my loss? Picture, didn't you?
Yes, I did, Rudy. But they're not offering any awards for the Birth of a Nation.
Just a minute. Leo, you must be joking. That picture was before my time. You know as well as I do that I'm only in the neighborhood of 31.
Rudy, that neighborhood was torn down 20 years ago.
I'm afraid you misunderstood me, Leo. I'm not expecting an Oscar for my acting. I meant one for producing. I'm an independent producer, you know.
I saw your last picture. What have you got to be independent about?
I wouldn't say that, Leo. After all, I have quite a few stars on my list. Betty Grable, Hedy Lamarr, Rita Hayworth.
Are those really the people you have?
No, those are the people I'm trying to get. You see, Grable is one of my prospects, and Lamarr is a prospect, too.
What's Hayworth?
$30 a ton. Forgive me, Leo, that's just a little joke.
That's about as little a joke as I ever heard.
They didn't seem so well. Naturally, Leo, I'm not a comedian. I'm more the leading man type, like Walter Caine. Glamorous, romantic, handsome.
Ladies and gentlemen, the opinions just expressed are those of the speaker and in no way reflect the opinions of the station to which you are listening.
Touché, Leo, touché.
Cliché, Rudy, cliché.
But getting back to the Academy Award dinner, I feel that if we have the right...
Rudy, I'm a very busy man.
Yes.
But leave for myself.
You won't forget this, Leo, I promise you. Well, Leo, this is the Villa Valley Cocktail Lounge. Will you excuse me for a moment? I thought you might like to hear me sing something that's quite a favorite here.
Go right ahead, Rudy. I'll listen to you from here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the vocal group and I would like to offer an old favorite, Vieni, Vieni.
Paola, mon amante. Ma canzone se sua dans la nuit si troublante perdira mon espoir. Vieni, 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 tu sei bella, 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 accanto a me. Vieni, 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 tu sei bella, 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 accanto a me. Parla, mi rendi nera, sei la più bella, e nel mio cuore. Parla, voglio cantare una canzone. Souviens-toi sous les branches dans les bois d'Ajaccio. J'avais cueilli dimanche sur ta lèvre un basio.
Vieni, 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 tu sei bella, 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 accanto a me. Vieni, 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 tu sei bella, 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 accanto a me.
Parla, mi rendi nera, sei la più bella, e nel mio cuore.
Is yours the soft, shining sort of hair that might inspire a man to say, your hair's so fair, so soft to touch, Can there be other such? Yes, men love lovely, lustrous hair. And what a glamorous difference you can make in your hair when you use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Dreen your hair, and you bring out all its gleaming beauty, as much as 33% more luster than any soap. Dreen your hair, and you free it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Dreen your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. And as leading hairstylists can tell you,
today's improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action. It leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, easier to manage right after shampooing at home or beauty shop.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Well, Pinky, Mr. McCary is here now, and I hope he'll recommend that the Academy Award dinner be held here. So watch. Please watch what you say and do.
Don't worry, Mr. Valley. I'll watch my peas and cucumbers. Mm-hmm. I forgot to tell you. We also got a reservation for Bugsy Muggsy, the prize fighter. Yeah,
Bugsy Muggsy?
Yeah.
Oh, why did he have to pick tonight of all nights?
I don't know.
He's so uncool, so ill-mannered. Mm-hmm. Besides that, he wears white gloves over his brass knuckles. And wears a dark black bulletproof vest. I don't like those things. I don't want Mr. McCary to think that we cater the prize fighter. Pinky, you'll have to keep Bugsy Muggsy out of here. Tell him the food is bad. Tell him the service stinks. Insult him in any way you like. Only keep Bugsy Muggsy out of here.
Okay, Mr. Valley. I'll handle that guy, Bugsy Muggsy. I'll just seat a few more customers, and then, boy, will I watch for Bugsy Muggsy the door. I'll give it that guy.
Bartender?
Yes, Mr. McCary?
Where's the telephone?
Right here, Mr. McCary. Here you are.
Thank you.
Hello? Miss Demina, page 15 for my script. Now, in that scene where the leading man decides to give up prize fighting, I want you to make his speech read as follows. Now, listen, Sam. You may be my manager, but I'm sick of the ring.
Pinky Dream Temple. Oh, pardon me. Excuse me, sir. Would you like a table?
Quiet. I'm talking to somebody. Now, as I was saying, I'm sick of the ring. Do you hear? I'm sick of these cauliflower ears.
Cauliflower ears? Gosh, this must be Bugsy Muggsy, the prize fighter.
I'm sick of taking all those beatings, Sam.
Oh, now I'm sure this is Bugsy Muggsy. Oh, well, I picked him.
Tomorrow night's my last fight, see? I ain't never putting on no gloves again, see? Have you got that? Good, I'll see you in the morning. Goodbye. Okay, kid, where's my table?
Follow me. I got just the table for you. Rambling pen face, isn't it?
Where is this table, Pomona?
Just keep walking. Your table is past that sign.
What sign?
Los Angeles City Limits. Okay, here we are. Here's your table.
Exclusive, anyway. Tell me, will it take you long to get me a salad?
Not too long. A bus leaves for the kitchen every hour. Okay, I'm ready to take your order.
Well, what would you suggest?
Another restaurant.
I knew there was still a help shortage, but this is ridiculous.
Look, mister, you got hungry. We didn't send for you. What do you want?
Well, what can I have?
Well, our spoiled salmon is very good today.
Mr. Valley told me he had pig's feet, frog's legs, and calf's brains.
I'm not interested in Mr. Valley's troubles. What do you want to eat? Now, what? Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. Maybe you'd like some coroner soup.
You mean corn soup, not coroner.
Eat it and see what comes. Good.
Well, this is a fine place to give a dinner. Listen, young man, as long as I'm here, I'll have two eggs. Don't turn them over, not too much butter, a small pinch of salt, no pepper, and the eggs must be just fresh enough.
Look, the hen's name is Sarah. Is that okay with you? You may not know this, but our food is untouched by human hands.
It is?
Yeah, it's prepared by monkeys. Brainwash, too.
Oh, wait a minute. What kind of a place is this?
Well, in some restaurants, the music makes you feel like dancing. In our place, it's the food.
Well, that's what I want, food. I'm hungry. Hungry enough to eat a horse.
You've come to the right place. Now, would you like some home-cooked stew, some home-fried potatoes, and a big piece of homemade pie?
Yes.
Then go home.
That's what I intend to do. I've had enough.
What's wrong, Leo? You look terribly upset.
Valley, this is the last time. Valley, if I ever run into you again, I hope I'm a truck. This imbecilic nitwit, this dehydrated monster, this unmitigated simpleton.
Boy, is he insulting somebody.
Whatever could you have said to Mr. McCary to make him this mad?
Well, you told me to... Mr. McCary, no! Oh, gosh, I made a faux push. I thought he was the other fella.
Oh, you see, Leo, Pinky thought you were a vulgar prize fighter who had made a reservation here. Of course, you understand.
Oh, was that a little mad? But I see no reason why the Academy dinner shouldn't be held here. But tell me, who is this chap you were so eager to keep out?
Oh, some vulgar, loud, uncouth ruffian called Bugsy Mugsy.
Bugsy Mugsy? Yeah. Mr. Valley, the Academy dinner is out.
But why, Leo, why?
Bugsy Mugsy is my brother-in-law.
Oh, gosh, Mr. Valley, Mediterranean.
Pinky. You're not too what?
I'm using high-class words tonight.
All the time. Pinky, in the Valley lexicon, there is no such word as fail. I'll bring that dinner here, or my name is Rudy Valley. We'll get Joan Bennett.
We will?
I'll find Joan Bennett. Oh, boy.
Leo McCary's current picture is The Bells of St. Mary's. Next Thursday, the Rudy Valley Show is relinquishing its time for a special Lincoln Memorial broadcast. But be sure to tune in the following Thursday, February 14th, when Rudy Valley will present another dream show for Procter & Gamble at the same time from Hollywood with Joan Bennett and Pinky Lee.
It's time song again. It's time to say another so long again. These precious moments we knew in our rendezvous.
With the first month of the new year bowing out tonight, we're asked to remind United States housewives that the nation's supply of fats for industrial use is still way below normal peacetime levels. That's one big reason that you don't see more badly needed soap on dealers' shelves. A good way to help feed more soap to more stores is to keep on saving used fats and turning them into your meat dealer for 4 cents a pound. Yes, to get more soap sooner, save every drop of used fats every mealtime.
For lovely, lustrous hair, use Dream. No other shampoo, only Dream shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Friends, the Victory Clothing Drive is clothing that means nothing to you, but could mean life to them. So give. Tonight's Dream Show was written by Robert Marco. This is Truman Bradley speaking.
It's a washing miracle for silks, nylons, woolens, dishes.
What are you talking about?
Dreft. I'll spell it D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Yes, ladies, Dreft spells faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
With Dreft, my lingerie, nylons, woolens all stay beautiful as a dream. And dishes, say, Dreft makes dishes shine without wiping.
Yes, ladies. For faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history, get Dreft today.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.